Enthusiasm moves the world. Enthusiasm moves the world. We can all be excited about various things in our life, and nothing happens. But when we have enthusiasm, when we have a joy of living, when we have a desire to be happy, a desire to do things, we're moving everything into the world. Everything is doing exactly what we want it to do. Everything is being exactly as beautiful as we want it to be. And that's what makes the world go round. That's what makes life exciting and joyful and fantastic. That's what makes our world be something that we really want it to be. Now, what do you want your world to be? Do you want your world to be fantastic and exciting and happy? Do you want your world to be filled with joy every single moment? Do you want your world to be a world that is so utterly joyful, utterly fantastic, utterly magic, that nothing else matters? Well, if that's what you want, then here's how you go about it. Look at everything in the world and call it good. And when you look at everything in the world and you call it good, what are you doing? Well, what you're doing is you are putting a cause in motion for all to be fantastic, all to be good, all to be beautiful. And when you put a cause in motion for all to be fantastic and all to be glorious and all to be good, then you're putting the cause in motion for enthusiasm. You're putting the cause in motion for joy. You're putting the cause in motion for magic to happen in your life. Now, do you look at a flower and say, what a glorious flower that is. How beautiful it spreads out its petals. What lovely colors it has. What lovely fragrance it has. I like when I look at a person who leans over and smells a flower, or who stands for a moment and looking in awe at a garden that is growing with beautiful blossoms and says, I feel so wonderful. I feel so good. I feel so fantastic. Enthusiasm doesn't have to be for all exciting games and exciting activities in our life. Enthusiasm is more of a happiness bit, more of a joy bit, more of a wonder bit, more of a delight in all that we see. Now, what do you see in your life? What do you see in your world? What do you see that makes you feel joyful and happy and glorious and good? What do you see? Well, start practicing to see joy in everything. And when you see joy in everything, you see enthusiasm in everything. When you look at all things and you see joy. Now, the other day, Anita went out and mowed the lawn. And I thought, wow, that's a beautiful lawn. Wow, that's glorious. It's just wonderful. Everything is trimmed just so perfectly, so beautifully, so wonderfully. Before, the lawn had gotten out of hand a little bit. It hadn't been looked after because of the winter months. We weren't paying too much attention, but it was still growing because the rain would fall on the lawn and the watering of the lawn would take place. And now it started to turn green. It started to really turn with fresh new grass stems, and it was so glorious to look at. But when she went out there and took the lawnmower and went over the whole lawn, everything looked just so much more beautiful. It looked like a carpet of grass, and you wanted to walk on it because it was so tender under your feet. That's the enthusiasm of living. That's the joy of everything that's going on in your world. Now, that happens to all of us. That happens in every one of our experiences. It doesn't matter whether it's the flowers or the grass, or whether it's somebody who has just gone through the house. I was looking at the living room the other day, and I sort of went over to the table that was in the window and had a couple of plants on it, and it had a nice little doily on it. And I looked at it, and I thought, hey, that's just been dusted. Or where is it? Us. There's no dust on there. Somebody has just dusted it. And it looks so charming and so wonderful. Yes, we can have enthusiasm for beautiful dusted furniture. We can have enthusiasm for all the things in life, because that's what makes up life. That's what makes up the joy of our living. I know I sit at my computer oftentimes, and as I sit at my computer, I start it up, and it doesn't want to start up right. It's sort of sleepy. It sort of like says, hey, I got too much going on me. I clean off my slate a little bit. Let me have a clean deck here. And so I turn it off, and then later I turn it on, not too much later, a few minutes, and all of a sudden the screen comes to life with new vigor, with new power, with new magic. And I press Control W and delete step by step the various windows that are open, or I go to any other way that I want to release the windows. And pretty soon I have a clear slate, a clear window to work on. And then I bring up the things that are important to me as they pop up, because nothing's inhibiting them. There's not too much going on. As they pop up, I feel so fresh and so good and so wonderful about it. And it's a joy to me. I have enthusiasm whenever I see my iTalk synchronization window come up with black letters on it, because that means it's ready to go. Now, there are some days that it doesn't want to come up, and I have searched everywhere to try to figure out why some days it doesn't want to come up. And then when I find out it comes up, I don't necessarily know why or how it does, but I find out that it comes up. And it's ready to work for me. And I have the enthusiasm, the joy, the happiness that says to me, wow, isn't that great? That is so wonderful. That is so marvelous. That is so beautiful, so good. That's where I am in. And as I think those things, I am just such a happy person. Enthusiasm makes us happy. Enthusiasm makes us filled with joy. Enthusiasm makes us feel that all in the world is exceptionally beautiful, exceptionally wonderful, exceptionally grand, exceptionally magnificent. And truly, that's what it is. All in the world is exceptionally wonderful when we embrace it with enthusiasm. For enthusiasm is what makes life so exciting. When a scientist comes up with some new formula, he bubbles over with enthusiasm, saying, whoa, isn't that wonderful? Isn't that great? Isn't that beautiful? Now, why would he do that? That's just part of his everyday fare. But no, every time we have a success, every time we have a joy, every time we accomplish something that we set out to do, then enthusiasm bubbles over in us and says, yes, yes, yes. And this is the type of life that we each like to live. The kind of life that's filled with the enthusiasm for being, the enthusiasm for joy. Now for me, one of my great joys is every morning to walk for an hour around the campus here of the University of Healing, to walk up and down the mountains, to walk over the hills, to see the sun popping up on the horizon, to see all of the things, and then to have my dog walk with me. That is one of my joys. That is one of my delights, because it gives me motivation. It gives me enthusiasm. It gives me the feeling of peace. All is right with the world. For you, it might be your own particular things. But for me, the simple things make my life so enthusiastic, so delightful, so charming, so desirable, that I praise and give thanks for the joy that life brings to me every moment of my life. Begin to make your life that way by determining that's who you are. And as you determine that's who you are, that's what you'll experience. And when that's what you want to experience, then that's what life is all about. And nothing else makes any difference at all. So today, say, I am enthusiastic, joyful, excited about life. And everything I do is wonderful. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.